Jesus presented in the temple. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel, of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Andy, very much. Simeon and Anna. This last day of the year, I'm searching for something and I need your help. I'm searching for... adjectives. This sounds a bit like school, doesn't it? Stay tuned. Does anybody know what adjectives are? There are some hiding in that sentence. Does anybody know how many adjectives there are and which words they are? There's a head of English in a comprehensive school over here. We won't ask her. You know. Go on then, tell us. Two. Nearly. Not quite. Add one more. Quick. Brown. And lazy. Three adjectives. And do you know about that sentence? It's the shortest sentence that contains all the letters of the alphabet. And if you can make a shorter sentence with all the letters of the alphabet, I'll give you a chocolate bunny. Right. So let's move on a little bit. Simeon and Anna responding to Jesus. Because we've heard an awful lot about Jesus this week, as they did nearly 2,000 years ago. And what we're going to do is search for some adjectives that describe Simeon and Anna responding to Jesus. So get your thinking caps on, and if necessary, turn to the person next to you who might be able to help you but might not, and see if you can think of some adjectives that describes Simeon and Anna responding to Jesus. 1 minute. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, these three fellows down the front have been talking about something. I'm not exactly sure what. We'll find out. Right, an adjective about Simeon.
We kept on coming with adverbs.
Adverbs? We don't want any adverbs. We want adjectives. No, haven't got one. Yes.
Elderly and wise.
Elderly and wise. That's good. Any more about Simeon? Sandy, worshipful. That's a good one. Any more? Simeon?
Righteous.
That's a good word. Believing.
Patient.
That's a very good one. Excellent. Exactly. You've got nearly as many as I got. Right. And what about Anna?
Joyful.
Old. Very old, the Bible says. Yes.
Prayerful.
Well done. Any more? We've got some great adjectives, so thank you very much for your help. Right, there's Simeon. And if we watch very carefully, the things that I found, the list of adjectives, old. Now, it doesn't actually say he was old, but everybody assumes he was old. And look at his white beard. So I think we'd better take that for granted. Righteous, devout. What does devout mean? Head of English, what does devout mean? She doesn't know. I'm going to get strung up for this later on.
Devoted to God.
That sounds lovely. Worshipful, somebody said. I think that's true. Patient, thankful, prayerful. Prophetic. What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Prophetic. Not pathetic. Prophetic. Prophetic.
Being a loud speaker for God.
Being a loud speaker for God. That's right. He was willing to open his mouth and say what God had given him to say. Very important. What else? Bold. Have you noticed why he had to be bold? Because it wasn't always good news that he had to say. He said, this little baby, when he saw him in the temple, is going to cause trouble. He's going to bring blessing as well, but he's also going to cause trouble. And when preachers have not very happy things to say, some people don't like it. And they say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. But Simeon had the courage to say what God gave him. Right, that's Simeon. What about Anna? There she is. And we're told she was very old. Now, you wouldn't normally say that unless God had told you to. So she was very old. Right, what else? Very old, widowed, worshipful, prayerful, thankful, and she was prophetic too. She spoke what God had given her to say. So there we are, that's where we've got so far. These two old people in church, well, it was the temple, but it was like being in church, on the Sunday after Christmas. So it's a bit like us, isn't it? And I wonder if we could be described in that kind of way. There they are. So, not all of those things we could all be. We can't all be old. Some of us are already. Some of us may not get the chance to become old. So we'd better not say that that's really important. And not everybody is prophetic. Not everybody has the job of standing out at the front and talking in God's name, God's word. So we could leave that out, but we've got a list of things that look as though they're good at any time. Being righteous, devout, listening, attentive, patient, thankful, prayerful and bold. And from Anna, worshipful, prayerful and thankful. And those were the ways they responded to this tiny baby. Amazing, really. Most people look at babies and wonder whether they'll have ginger hair or whether they'll be good at maths. But these two saw well beyond that, and they saw some exciting things and some rather worrying things. There's a finger pointing at you. Unless you should think that I'm trying to wriggle out of it, as me as well. So there's a finger pointing at all of us this Sunday after Christmas. And it's saying, what adjectives shall we use for you or for me? People talk about New Year resolutions, don't they? And on Wednesday, it's going to be next year. Sounds a long way off. It's very close. What about New Year resolutions for you? Are those good ones? Well, some may find you out a bit. Join gym. Why? What's gym got to offer? Well, maybe you had a little too much of a good time over Christmas. And you know, with bottom left, that it's good to get fit, to drink less, to enjoy life. But what is important for us this Sunday and into the new year is responding to Jesus. We've gone an awful long way through this week talking about him, hearing about him, but what about our responding to him? How would you describe you in 2020? Righteous, devout, listening, attentive, patient, thankful, prayerful, and bold. Worshipful, prayerful, or thankful. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have brought us through this wonderful week when we celebrate the coming of Jesus. Thank you for the example of Simeon and Anna, who responded in the right way, who saw what it meant that you loved the world so much that you came to be its light and its saviour. So help us, Lord, to respond as they did, to be thankful, to be obedient, as we celebrate Christmas time and as we look into the new year. We ask this in your name and for your glory. Amen. Thanks to God for all that he's done this week. The group are going to lead us now, and we're going to sing this song, To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. To be thankful and to be worshipful. May we stand.